You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles, this is Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to another exciting show. Thank you for I want to say thank you to our sponsors, our supporters, our sponsors, people who are constantly with us. We are going towards 5 years on this September, and I'm so grateful to Sam and his team and all of our listeners and viewers who support the channel. Thank you so much for your constant streaming and contribution to the channel. It looks like we went a little dark here, so let's see what we got. All right. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much to Dr. Jess. Thank you so much to Iron Lace Jewels. Thank you so much for Next Level Global Solutions and all our sponsors and partners on the show, and West Coast Olive Oil. All right. And Michael Solberg Family Wines, shout out to you as well. First up today, we have Taryn. And I'm so excited that she's here. Taryn, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I don't know. Does my screen look dark? Because sometimes we're just starting up every time.
it's a little muted, but it also looks moody and I like it.
Oh, it's a little moody. Okay, let me click on something and, you know, see what just happened. Sam, you'll type in the comments what I could do to fix that. But hey, as long as we can see you, that's really, oh, there we go. That's
really nice and bright.
Nice and bright. You brought the brightness. Thank you. I'm back. Okay. So why don't we go full screen? And why don't you introduce yourself and your brand and just tell us who you are? Let's go full screen.
Sure. Hey, guys. So I'm Taryn Jerez. I'm a creative business coach and owner of Go For It Creative. I'm located over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but serve audiences everywhere. And honestly, what I like to tell people I do is I transform women who are overwhelmed entrepreneurs into seriously confident, creative CEOs. I want them showing up boldly for themselves and for their business and helping them identify what they really want, not what they think they want or what they think they should be doing in their business, so they can reignite their passion, increase their profit. I've been doing this for about 8 years now, which is crazy. As any business owner knows, like, some days it feels like you blink and it's there, and other times you're like, oh, I've been doing this literally a lifetime. But the women that I get to work with every day are just incredibly talented and passionate, but there tends to be that overwhelm that's just kind of dragging them down. I don't know if anyone can identify with that. I've definitely felt that way in my own business at times, and I'm really blessed that I get to use my own experience of figuring out what I really genuinely wanted and letting go of that fear that was holding me back and going after a new career that felt very scary at the time. And jumping into what I really wanted, and just being able to share that with other women and identify things, whether they're in a corporate career that they want to get out of, whether they are in motherhood and they want more time with their children, if they're coming out of a different relationship or time in their life, and they're like, this is what I want to focus on, or this is an existing business and I'm ready to scale, or I've been doing this and suddenly the joy is gone. They're like, this is literally the stress that I was trying to get away from in my other career that I thought, oh, once I'm a business owner and I have that flexibility and that freedom you hear entrepreneurs talk about, they're like, oh, it's going to be so much better. Like, why do I feel like this? And it's not necessarily because they're doing things wrong, but it's because they're letting that voice of what they think they should do kind of guide their decisions in their business. And I'm a big fan of, let's like karate chop that out of here. So that is kind of my style with working with people, and just getting to see creative businesses thrive. So graphic designers, authors, wedding planners, bloggers, radio show hosts, like literally everything creative under the sun, including artists and makers. But that is my background with fashion design and marketing is what my degree is in. And I've been able to just transform that 8-year apparel design career that I had into now an 8-year career as a creative business coach. And it's really just amazing getting to pour into other women and have that authenticity and realness shared across a screen or in person. And I never take that for granted. I know how hard it is sometimes for us to share the messy parts of our business, the parts that aren't so Instagram worthy or TikTok worthy, and the parts that are really messy, because I find that I get to see that messy and then pull that magic out of them. And it's incredible.
Wow. I'm grateful for this conversation and for your talent and your journey, because you're really going to a place where people have to be honest and they have to dig and you're going to the messy places. And that tells me you've done your cleaning of the attic, if you will, and and by the way, you're very young, which is such an asset, because you are leaning into these messy places with entrepreneurs and you're cleaning out you're cleaning the drain, if you will. So you started in fashion, but when did you feel that calling to kind of lean in deeper and go to the dirtier places, the darker places with entrepreneurs? When did you feel that urge from yourself?
I think honestly, it was around the same time that I felt that there were circles of vulnerability were lacking in entrepreneurship. There was that feeling of, if I don't show up as perfect and polished and professional 24/7, who's going to want to hire me? Who's mm-hmm. going to want to work with someone like that if they see the messy? Or is my authority going to be tainted if I suddenly am showing up in those vulnerable places? And when I started being okay being the messy one and being like, hey, I literally spend my career coaching other businesses and I am an imperfect woman running an imperfect business. Mm-hmm. Like, so don't for a second feel like if, you know, oh, because I'm the one coaching that it's like, I figured everything out. It's all sunshine and rainbows. That is not. No, every one of us has that, like, you know, luggage behind us. Like, they were like, nobody look in the closet, like the Monica from Friends, like the big, like nobody.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like that secret. And it's like, just FYI, all of us have it. I don't care if you were a leader in a space. I don't care if you were newer, if you've been doing this decades. There is a lot going on because none of us are one thing. Yes, mm-hmm. we're a business owner, but like I am a wife and a mom and a sister and a friend and a spicy romance book reader. Like I am all the things. So like, it's really hard to sometimes be okay showing up and being like, okay, yes, people on social media are like, oh, show your authentic selves. But that's for them. That's not for me. Like nobody actually wants to see my authentic self. And you're like, no, that's
say that. Can we just pause for a startup moment? Say it again, Taryn, for the people in the back. We're having church. Say it again.
Let's do it. I'm bringing you right here. Okay. So pulpit moment. You're going to hear all the time, show up as authentic. People want authenticity in our business. And you're going to think, oh, that's just for them. That's mm-hmm. for that girl over there. That's for that man over there. You are meant to be authentic. You are meant to show your messy parts and your good parts, and your authority does not change because you're showing up in vulnerability.
Wow. Woo. That was a word, because I'm just loving that. And I just kind of posted something about this. I'm like, you guys, FYI, this is a highlight reel. Don't be mad at me and don't be glad for me off the highlight reel. Because trust me, what I'm showing you here, there's a whole U-Haul behind me. And by the way, I will show you the messy parts if you can handle it. If you can handle it. But do you think we can handle it? Do you think people really want to see when you're standing on that podium and you're giving that lecture and they don't see that, like, your cable went out and you got a flat tire and the bank transfer didn't go through and you were delayed on the airport? Do they really want to see the mess? Can they handle it?
I think the do you want to see it and the can you handle it are almost separate. Like, do you want to see it? I mean, an accident on the road, we all look. Everyone wants to see the hot mess. Look at the news. We want to see the drama. Like, we don't want to see it. The can you handle it? I almost feel sometimes, and I've had clients literally share this, that almost peeling back that curtain and seeing someone that you thought everything was perfect and you didn't know the sleepless nights that they had had to get to where you're seeing to be that person that you're looking at and putting them on this pedestal. It almost calls them out. Like, oh, wait, that person also has been through it. So wait, So if they've been through all that and they've gone there, I have no excuse. Like, I also can go after my stuff.
You know what? I didn't mean to cut you off, but you just gave me an aha moment. Shout out to Oprah. Thank you for saying that because you're right. And then they hate you because you called them out. Because you're being authentic. So guess what? Now they have to post their highlight reel.
Yeah. They're like, oh, things weren't just handed to that person, or oh, they don't wake up on like with like Snow White birds singing every morning as they walk to their desk for their job. It's like, no, everyone is going through stuff. Everyone has those sleepless nights. Everyone has had those failures. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hard part in entrepreneurship. We want it to look like, you know, all right, we're growing, we're learning. Ooh, a small win. Okay, we're growing. Oh, failure. Up, win. Oh my gosh. And then that trajectory is just, this is my moment. I'm in it. Like I'm doing and it's just not, it's a roller coaster. All of us know it. It's, you know, big win. Oh my gosh. And giant failure. Okay. They are learning again. I'm growing. Big win. And another failure. It's just, it's never like straight. It's just not, it's always going to be up and down, and it's normal and it's common.
Yes. Well stated. So I think that's just,
you know, and it's hard for us sometimes to receive that.
Thank you for having church today. We're a non-denominational church here. We are just having startup church. I might call it the startup church, even though I'm, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, we welcome everybody. Buddha, Allah, Jesus, everybody. But I really love that you're addressing this, and I'm glad you offered that to my audience and to myself. So, let's pause for one moment. If you're enjoying this chat, we're going to continue. We have Taryn for a little bit more. Where can people follow and listen and also perhaps hire you if you're doing any discovery calls in Q3 and 4?
Yeah, no. So you can definitely hang out with me over on Instagram at GoForItCreative. You can also type my name to Taryn because, let's be honest, there's not a ton of us. And so I tend to pop up rather quickly. But slide into my DMs, man. I love having conversations. I love giving advice. I don't want it to be like, I like that social media should stay social. Mm. Like, I don't want it to be, oh, I'm just watching things and learn. Like, get in there, ask me a question, challenge me on something. Like, ask for a resource or a connection. My email is my name, Taryn, Taryn@goforitcreative.com. You can also go to goforitcreative.com and check out different blog posts on things that are helpful for small business owners. There's a bunch of different resources in there, including one that's very popular right now. I have my Make More Money in 30 Days in Your Business. Ooh. If you are a type A person like me, this will be your love language. And if you are not, it'll get you on board. This is literally going to be 30 days mapped out of tiny bite-sized things. We are not going for everything. Bite-sized. We are busy people that you can go through to just add into you the way you're marketing in your life, all these things to be able to kind of heal your relationship with money or that playing small kind of feeling that a lot of us get, regardless of what narratives you grew up with around money, anything. So that's been really great. I am currently booking. I have the Creative CEO Monthly Mentorship. This is great for established businesses who are really looking for that next level. Or someone to be that straight shooter in your corner and be like, no, 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 we're not messing around with this. This is where we want to focus. This is where joy is, where money is. Like, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you just want someone in your corner to be that sounding board, that is what that's for. So that is, we have a 3-month and a 6-month mentorship, and you get to work one-on-one with me literally every other week and through Voxer support. So I'm like your small biz sidekick during that mentorship. We are in it together. We're figuring everything out.
Wow. First of all, I want to identify and pull up for the collective in front and tell you, I really appreciate you leaning in. It feels like perhaps, oh, we're getting dark again. That's all right. We're moody. It's cute.
We're moody.
You know, she's the star anyway, guys. So, and we're going to go like this, that way. Okay. So I really want to say I'm grateful for you leaning all the way in for entrepreneurs and perhaps with the startup, my narrative in the beginning was like, I want to create a community where we can give tools and be assisting startups where I didn't have it. And so I feel that connection with you. I feel like you're doing that for others. You're paying it forward. Perhaps you didn't have that support. And, you know, we always highlight women, but we're just human beings too. But I think what you're offering, and you said, don't take the, I always say, take one bite of the sandwich, right? Like if you have a bill that you can't pay or a client that's overwhelming or a task that's overwhelming, I would say, take one bite of the sandwich, communicate that bite and communicate the next bite. So I love what you're saying about that. What really drives you to be this, how are you showing up? How are you, what is your well? Where are you pulling from to be able to show up for yourself and for your clients?
Ooh, that's a tough one and multi-layered, ma'am.
Yes, let's go. We got time.
It's funny because sometimes when someone asks a question, you think like, oh, this would be my go-to answer, but that's not what's coming up right now. Mm-hmm. I will say, seeing what my parents went through in their careers. I come from a single mom who worked like three jobs at some times and was not appreciated in her career and was constantly doing what needed to be done. And I am incredibly grateful for that. She made her two daughters feel like we could take over the world and do anything possible. And she's still very much like that. So, but I think sometimes we come from, you witness things growing up and you see, and like, I come from a place where when I was going into college and going after things, I knew I wanted a career where like purpose and passion intersect because I didn't see that. I saw two parents work very hard for things that they probably didn't care much about, but it brought in a paycheck, you know, which there's no shame in that. We need money. We need to pay bills. But I felt like if I'm able to be this first generation college student, all these things, like I'm going to try like hell to have a career that I genuinely feel passionate about. And I found myself doing phenomenal in a very well-paying corporate career that was draining my life from me. Apparel design is rough. It is, you know, I remember being in a conference room. I had been blogging for a few years already and kind of helping women on the side with their business here and there, but it wasn't really what it is at all now. And I was in this meeting and people were screaming over the color like lavender being incorrect. And it was like, this is t-shirts, people. Like this, we are not saving lives.
This is not blood.
Yes, it was like, this is like a Grey's Anatomy episode. What is going on here? And so I just remember like coming home and I'm like, this is not what I'm for. Like, I know that I'm meant for something else. And that was a phenomenal career. And it was hard, I will tell you, making a pivot because people will not always get it. People will not get your journey. Sometimes your journey seems crazy to someone else because they haven't been given that dream. And it is so scary. But like leaving a well-paying with benefits, using my degree for traveling internationally, all the things, like it was very hard for my family to understand what the heck are you doing that I was starting this business and going to be stepping away and all that. But going through that to say, I know what it's like to be there. I know what it's like to feel stuck. Like you're a tree, like that you can't just get up and change. And to be okay going, hey, what I wanted at 18 years old, it's okay at 28, at 38, at 48. I have a client who's in her 60s and is starting a phenomenal business that she is just incredible at, but was terrified to start because who's going to get this? I should be starting to retire. Like what is going on? And it's like, they're not going to have that dream. So they're not going to understand your journey and it's okay. So I like being able to have that help me going because I know what it took. I know the people who poured into me when I even was like, oh no, I don't do that. I had people being like, oh, I want to welcome you on a stage. I want you to speak at this conference. And at the time, I literally told someone, I emailed her back and was like, thank you so much for considering me. I actually don't do that. I could write a post. I could even give you notes for something. I can make you a presentation. I don't speak in front of people. Monique, I literally speak now on stages of like 500 women and it's so crazy.
We need a clap button and some graffiti or some, not graffiti, like, confetti.
Terrified to say yes to teach. And she was like, oh, I'd love you to do like a marketing for small business. And I literally was like, oh, I don't do that. And now I'm like, oh my gosh. So it takes someone sometimes to tell you to shake off the fear and step out of the insecurity. And it can seem so scary. But I don't even know what I would, speaking is a huge part of my business. It fills my cup so much. It's how I meet amazing people. They share their journeys with me. I get very vulnerable on stage with things. And I'm like, I can't believe that that one person wasn't in my life who told me it was possible for me and believed in me when I didn't believe in me, I would be doing half of this stuff.
And you know what? This is so good. And I wish I don't know what's going on with the lighting. And I'm grateful for your share. And you know what? Taryn is being truly authentic here and open. And all those little pebbles on your path lead you to where you're going. And what you just gave me another aha moment is I remember when someone would give me a gift, I'm like, oh, no, you don't have to do that. And when I realized when I was buying a gift for someone and I was excited to give them that gift, if they rejected it, it would hurt my feelings because it's like, oh, my God, I thought about this gift. I knew it would be perfect for you. Mm-hmm. For them to say no, it would say that my feelings about them for this gift were wrong or rejected. And when you're offering that in business and when that person saw that in you and you rejected it in that email, she or he saw that in you and you're saying, no, I'm not worth it. And they're like, nah, you are. And I equate that to giving a gift and receiving a gift.
That's so true. Like sometimes someone else wants to bless us and we're like, no, like, don't shoot that down. Let them do that. And my husband's big on that. Someone's like treating a dinner. I'm like, no. He's like, let them bless us.
Right. As long as
I think, but it's true.
Yeah. So let's jump into that for one moment. And then we're going to get back on track. Cause if you don't mind, I'd like to dabble into the personal as female entrepreneurs. And I hate that we have to put female in front of it. But this is the world we live in still. So you have a husband. And a lot of entrepreneurs that I speak to have husbands or boyfriends. Some are single. But I want to speak to those who do not. I want to speak to those female entrepreneurs who don't have that male support, that backing, that strong, I got you, babe. What do you want to offer for them? Because it's rough out here. And I'm single now. I just broke up with my boyfriend. Full transparency. I needed him to show up in a way for me. I'm an entrepreneur and I needed him to show up and he couldn't, and he chose not to. He could, but he chose not to. What can we do with that? Right. And I'm okay with being single, but what value and how did you find your guy without getting too personal? What things could we look for as single entrepreneur females in a partner that has your back in this cold world?
Oh man.
Big question.
Now, everyone listening, especially the ladies who are going to hear this answer.
Let's go full screen, Sam. Let's go full screen.
I come from a place of privilege. Okay. Just going to say, I come from a place of privilege because I don't have to work super hard to find my husband. Because he transferred to my high school at 15 years old and first day of band camp showed up playing that trombone. And it was just but I will say, raise that bar and keep it so high. And when that person not just meets that bar, but helps you see that you didn't even have it high enough, that's the person, I'm telling you. Someone who makes your goals their goals. My husband is a walking advertisement for my business. We will go somewhere and we're talking to someone who says she has a business. And I'm like, that's so cool. Tell me about it. And we're just having a conversation. He will somehow slip in. Oh, did you know my wife's a coach? She works with entrepreneurs. She does. He's like, let me make sure I keep business cards in my wallet. So when he's at events, he can hand over my business card. And I know sometimes we hear this and we're like, yeah, but that's not everybody. I have entrepreneurs who will tell me in confidence that their partner doesn't want to hear about their business. Their partner is competitive because they're also a business owner. I have clients who have told me that they just still see it as a hobby, even though this person is bringing in legit income monthly. And I feel such a heartache over that from two places. One, because I come from a place where I don't experience that. I have a husband who will raise me up all day. He is all about my business. He has worked way more than probably he wanted to help me with this business. But the other part of that is that I see the other side, and it's devastating when I can see the hurt that some of these people feel, or when they're sharing these dreams that are big and scary and they can't even say them out loud to the partner they're currently with. And if there's not a ring on that finger yet, I'm like, please share this with that person. Please see, is this the catalyst that's going to make you raise your bar and leave that person? So just know it's okay to have a high bar. And it's even more okay to wait for the person who's going to help you raise it even higher. You should have all the support. You deserve all the support to go after your dreams because they matter as much as her or him.
Well said. And I, you know, I met another couple that met at Bandcamp. Apparently that was the one thing on the list I didn't get, because Bandcamp is the bomb. People are meeting all their boos at Bandcamp. I missed out. What, you said so saxophone, or what did you play?
I played sax. I played alto sax. I was a total band geek, guys. And my husband was on drumline and also played trombone.
I love it. This is great. And so I really appreciate you. Sorry, my dog decided to join the chat. Go on over there, bub. hey, bub. So, you know, he approves that message and so do I. I think I really love what you said, and do not, you know, they should be, you guys should be advocating for one another and writing for one another. And you really just called me out on my shit right now. Excuse my French. But I used to have cards for my ex in my wallet. And every time anybody was in mortgage or real estate, I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
And it was never, a little bit he would reciprocate. But I've realized that perhaps he's antiquated in some ways. Although he's forward facing in certain ways that are, you know, liberal or women, you know, supporting women.
Yeah.
There's still a dialogue in here like, whoa, she's, and you're right about the competitive thing. And it was always about, oh, this was my experience in the business. It's like, well, mm-hmm. Do you see me? And I really love that you're sharing that there are people out there that will lean all the way in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Take that advice from Taryn. And so, Taryn, what can we expect? What are you working on? What are you excited about? We've got 3 more minutes. What do you want to plug coming in out of the summer and into the fall?
Yeah, I feel like fall tends to be that time where people are gearing up for holiday stuff, which is a massive portion of a lot of creative business revenue. I have some people where at least 30 to 40% of their revenue comes from that fourth quarter of the year. So on my end, what I start gearing up for is working one-on-one with people, hosting, working at conferences, hosting workshops, things that are going to give them skill sets and confidence to not wait on the sideline and be like, just go for it. Be delusional, like have giant goals and let's have a strategy. Yes. Be delusional. Go with the crazy stuff. Believe that this is going to be the quarter that's going to blow your mind and you're going to make all the goals, but it doesn't just happen. We need a strategy. Strategy is sexy, guys. Like, we want strategy and know exactly what clear steps we're taking to get there. So on my end, I love my mentorship program, the creative CEO. That's a huge thing. I get to work with those people throughout fall, getting them ready for that fourth quarter so you can rock it out. So you have a whole plan for your marketing, your pricing, everything along the way, looking at repositioning your brand if you're wanting to meet a different audience or you have a new offer coming, like all the things. The other side of that is I am your girl if you were looking for a speaker who's going to believe and pour into your audience. So if you have a small business, like women-owned business audience, that is my jam. So whether there's conferences, small retreats, online summits, these are places that I love to be able to hear, what are you wanting to, how do you want to serve your audience? And like, how can I help you with that? It's not about, oh, how can we get Taryn on a stage, or how can we're going to have her speak to these people? I want to hear your vision on how you want them to walk away changed. And I want to help that get achieved. So whether it's charging with confidence, what is waiting costing them, and really figuring out how to give them the confidence to let go of fear and insecurity and go after what the heck they really want. I have a slew of different topics, but if you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, I do have an event or we do have something coming up, hit me up. Okay. I would love to talk about it.
Taryn, you are a gift. Your mother did well. You did well by listening and seeing and filling in the gaps. And I love your full stepping into unapologetic ass way, and you're paying it forward in spades. And you will be completely blessed and continue to be blessed. And I'm so grateful to know you now. And I can't wait to see what you do next. Because, girlfriend, you're just getting started. And you are a beautiful gem to the collective. And thank you so much for your time here on the Startup. Come back. Oh my gosh. Want to see. Yeah,
yes,
come back.
I love this.
Yes. I think you're going to be on like TED Talk or Forbes top 40 before 40 or whatever the fuck people are doing. I'm sure you'll be there. And it's a pleasure to share space with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And guys, it honestly feels like we could just be like getting coffee for the next hour and talking. Well, so thank you for just being that safe space. I love being able to hear the conversations you have and helping just lift people up and create that atmosphere. So thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. And thank you for what you do. Be well. All right, guys. Taryn from Go For It Creative. I don't know why I'm dark and stormy right now, but hey, that's what goes on sometimes. We're waiting for our next guest, but until our next guest comes, oh, there we go. StreamYard, are you listening? Guys, a little update on the pandemic project. So a couple things. I've made some changes in the ending of the film. My editor is rightfully so vacationing in Italy, enjoying herself as she should. Honestly, we'll get it to you probably at the end of the month or in the middle of July. Sometimes things are just out of your control. My Roku connection also has a life. So we waited this long. I do not want to give it to you half-assed, and I will not give it to you half-assed. We brought another person on board for co-EP. He's been amazing and supportive. It will happen. I literally have the film on this laptop that I'm streaming from now, and I edit all the time from it. So just hang tight. It will come. But shout out to everyone behind the scenes that supports it. Like I was sharing with Taryn, you know, someone I was dating, I thought they were supportive and they were to a point. But the thing is, when you're going high and you're willing to support them no matter what, you need the like energy. And that doesn't mean I need them to give me their blood, even though I would, right? But you need, as female entrepreneurs and as any entrepreneur, you need to have the right partner. You need to have somebody that sees the vision, knows what you're going for, is all in, all in. And sometimes you're not going to get that. And it's scary. And I don't blame them. Sometimes my life is completely scary and it does not make sense and it can be hard. But don't settle. Be single. Be by yourself. Surround yourself with good friends. The startup is not for weak people. You can go get a job, which I was just told to do by my ex. Go get a job. I'm not, you know, we're not going to be for everybody. But you have to take those calculated risks and look at the past. Look at the history. Look at the successes. Look at what you've already done. Build on that. Lean into that. And do not ever sacrifice. And do not ever give up, and do not ever change yourself to make yourself small. And do not ever do that to keep a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Be single, be bold, lean into what you're doing. Do not apologize and stay started up. And that's my message. You know, I'm kind of heated today in a good way because I actually feel relieved. I feel grateful for this lesson. I made a little bit about me earlier. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Also, guys, I want to give you guys some highlights. We're doing an Emmys event with Heather Mariana. She will be with us in the fall for the Harvest Emmys event. I'm so excited. She's got a lot of press. Us Weekly, Daily Mail. She's got some other press that's going to be kind of cool. She's also got some celebrities there. So if you're interested in showcasing your brand, we can do that. We have some other things going on, but that's kind of the next thing. I think we have Fuck Cancer with Lainey in the fall. So we'll give you an update on Fuck Cancer, Greg Berlanti's organization. Casa LA is something we're doing as well for court-appointed youth. I always want to do charity stuff. I want to get back on the streets in downtown during Thanksgiving and do the Thanksgiving give. We did it before. We want to do it again where we give a warm Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving or the night before and that Sunday before. So whenever we're airing, we'll do that. And then we'll give them a personal kit that gives them, you know, some self dignity, right? So some toothbrushes that we have donated from a church from a couple years ago. We still have some of them. Shout out to that church. I'll get the name. What's his name? Oh gosh, trash. Okay, it's from down south, but they gave us a lot. I got like 2,000 toothbrushes. So we have that, and but it's a personal etiquette kit. So it's soap and toothbrushes, and you know, it gives you dignity, right? So you can be clean and feel clean, and then enjoy your meals. So we give a personal toiletry kit, and then we give a warm meal. I would like to step that up and give someone maybe a tent, maybe a blanket. Anybody out there that has excess of those things, you can send it to us at the startup. You can email us at, I'll give you my email, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can tag us and post or slide into the DMs, but email is best. I don't really check DMs that often. I'm inundated with multiple businesses. So if you want to email us directly and you have those things, if you have tents or sweaters or blankets, if you want to give toiletries, if you want to give that hot meal, we have not identified a kitchen yet. But I will, I want to get back to downtown LA and give back to LA, the warm, you know, the meals. And listen, Thanksgiving should be every night. Every night someone should have a warm meal. And this fifth largest economy in the world in California and LA, I believe in that. We're getting there. I don't think we're going to stop. It might start small, here, but if I can be consistent, which is what I want to do, and then we can go bigger and we can provide housing, that would be, you know, that's in my heart to do with the startup, to start up some housing. But right now we'll go where we can and fill in the gaps where we can. Great. So what are you guys doing for the 4th of July? What businesses are you supporting for the 4th of July? I would love to hear that. Get into the chat. Tag some businesses. Who should we support? Who do you want to be on the show? Again, September, the second weekend in September will be our fifth year on the air. I have been pulling, fighting, clawing to stay here, and we are still here. We're not going anywhere as long as Sam will have us, Sam and his team. I will be in studio soon, Sam. I need to tell you that offline, but I have a special guest that will be in studio. I think next month we're going to be there. I'm so excited. It'll be our first in studio in probably a year and a half, 2 years since the endemic. So all my hashtags, let's do that. At LA Talk Radio, at the startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E, right here. If you want to talk to me about media, production or business there, you can do find me at Cap Aquarius Media. That's just C-A-P Aquarius Media. Cap Aquarius Media. And if you want to just say hi personally, MoniqueInc@gmail.com, but it's spelled a little funny. It's MoniqInc@gmail.com. Let's see. 4th of July is coming up. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Like I said, I live at the beach and I literally do not move my car because we have so many people. I forgot I live in a tourist area, but everybody wants to come to the beach, and it's quite beautiful today. It's been about 89, 90 degrees at the beach. Sam, I know you're sweltering in the in the valley. You're burning up. Guys, I'm excited for next week. I'm just looking into my files here. Next week is going to be cool. Next week, we have Skip from SoCal Bulldog Rescue, where I got Winston Capone. You can follow my puppy, who I rescued from the SoCal Bulldog Rescue, if you'd like, at Winston Capone, the Bulldog. He's on Instagram and TikTok. We also have a gal named Jackie that will be joining us. And we've got Jack, and we've got Dr. Lynn, who will talk to you about love, relationships, business. She's awesome. She's an award-winning doctor. I'm excited to have her. It's been a while. We were working on our schedules and trying to connect. Shout out to Dr. Lynn, shout out to Skip, and shout out to Jackie. They will be here next weekend on Sunday at 4 Pacific Standard Time. On July 7th, because that leans into the 4th of July weekend, we will not be here. We will be doing a rerun. Please don't hold it against us. We all have to have a moment, and we're going to take that moment to rest, but I think the rerun will be cool. Sam always picks cool reruns. And I have a lot of content to rerun. So we have one more live show next Sunday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard. And then we'll go into a rerun. And then you'll see us again on July 14th. And I will be in studio with a special guest Sam, I'm just telling you now, child. I didn't tell you before. I'm going to give Sam a big old hug. And I haven't seen him in so long. So Sunday, July 14th, I will be in studio with my special guest. And that person will have the whole show. This person has a heart of gold. And they're doing big things around the world. And it's a pleasure to have them coming in. I really want to know who you guys would like to see for my anniversary show. Now, I have someone booked. And I don't know if they're going to stay booked. They're quite good at their industry and they're quite interesting. But because it's my 5-year, I might have another person join. So it might be that person and it might be someone else. What have we not touched on in 5 years? Now, I can go back and look in my archives and I can remember. But I want to hear from you guys. In 5 years on LA Talk, what have we not tapped into? Because we're not afraid to touch anything, right? We've touched on skincare, entertainment of all sorts, nutrition. We beat nutrition to death, I think, quite frankly. Animal products and services, and we'll do that again next weekend. Psychology and transportation, male enhancement. A few times. You're welcome, guys. Female stuff, right? I mean, I feel like we've touched a lot, but I feel like maybe there might be something that we missed. Get into the chat, email us at it'll be the startup with Monique Leray at gmail.com. Tell me what we've missed in 5 years. I'd like to hear from Sam, because maybe Sam has a 30,000 foot overview of what we might have missed. Maybe we haven't delved deep in, we touched on religion, religious-based stuff. We touched on optical skincare, family, and psychology. I mean, I think we've just touched on a lot of stuff, but I'm sure I'm missing something. We've touched on the porn industry. We've touched on the church industry. We've touched on family and mental health. And, oh, my God, what have we not? Touched on. Well, maybe we'll find out and maybe we'll have them. So anyway, I'm very excited. We only have we probably have less than 10 shows until our 5-year reunion. What would you guys like to see us do? We've touched on a pandemic in our 5 years. I mean, we've touched on so many things, but I want to be well-rounded and balanced, and I want to make sure my listeners and viewers get everything they need from the show. Please, get in. It will not hurt our feelings at all. If maybe the car business, have we not tapped into the car business, credit card business? We did tap into American Express. I remember having someone on from American Express. Hair. Have we not talked about hair, which is very important? Sunglass business. Maybe we haven't done that. Travel for sure. You know, me and my traveling. Guys, do me a favor. If you like this show, if you want to support us, the pandemic film is coming out. We're within the matter of weeks, less than 2 or 3 weeks. Again, I'm working on uploading to Roku and my connection at Roku. It's the summertime. Things change in people's schedules. Things happen. And I am not an immovable object. I think that we have to just go with it. So I might do a backdoor premiere, which means that I might have a private link. And if you go to a certain place and you purchase, I might put a sneak peek and give you the first film, 90 minutes for those people who want to see it. But my editor's in Italy, shifts in the edit, and it's on me. I made some last minute changes. I added another person to the film and I wanted it to be perfect. And sometimes perfection is delayed. I want you guys to be happy. It's been my first entree to documentary film, and so there's a lot of pressure on my back. I was good at TV. I want to be great in documentary films. So I'm sorry it's not out yet. It will be out. Like I said, I have it downloaded here on this laptop, the same one I'm streaming from now. I look at it often, and I want it to be perfect. So that's the reason for the delay. It's coming. Worst case scenario, it'll be at the end of July, but right now it looks like it'll be before then. I'm just working on things. So that's what it is. Shout out to everyone that supports this channel, this show. It looks like maybe our next guest didn't make it, and it's the summertime. People are out having a good time, but I'm excited for next week's show. Again, we will be doing a rerun on July 7th, and, you know, rightfully so, people need to enjoy their holiday and their summer. Guys, I also want to alert you to, we're going to do our homeless give again this year for Thanksgiving. So if you have products, brands, services that would speak to that space, blankets, tents, if you want to offer up a hotel room, where someone could just come in that hasn't had a shower in a long time, that could, they could get a shower for that night. That would be a blessing for them. If you want to offer up skincare, toiletries, we would love to have that. You can email us, thestartupwithmoniquelarey@gmail.com. For media and production, if you want to do brand placement or if you want to collaborate on the show, it's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And yeah, I'm just grateful to be here. And thank you again, Sam and team, for putting up with me for 5 years. I think when I do the highlight reel, you guys are going to see it all. Sam has put up with me on the tarmac in Istanbul, doing a show in Thailand in an airport. I mean, it's been quite an adventure, but honestly, we keep it spicy and fun. So I don't know. Follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Larey, at Cap Aquarius Media, at Monique Larey Stinson. We are on Twitter X. I do not post there very often, but we'll get into that. We're streaming live right now on Facebook through StreamYard. I think we also repost, well, I know we repost on YouTube, and we are looking to expand that. We're having talks to expand the brand. This is what the logo looks like, guys. How about that as me as an AI? What do you guys think? All right, let's be thinking of the 5-year brand that we haven't hosted. Airline, we've had airline. I think skincare, we've had lots of skin. I think it's eyeglasses. Eyeglasses. Winston wants to say hi. Hi, Winston. I don't think we've had anything. We've had ear doctors, eye doctors, right? We've had a lot of things, right? All right. Well, what else? Sam, nobody's there. It's so beautiful outside. I kind of don't blame them. When you think about the fall and you think about Q4, think about Fuck Cancer, the Greg Berlanti charity event. It's amazing. It's red carpet. Last year we had En Vogue kind of pop up and do a surprise performance, which was amazing. So this year, we never know what they're going to do. Shout out to Lainey. She's always behind the scenes with some amazing events that really generate funds for people that need it. She's a beautiful soul, and I'm grateful to know her. So we cannot wait to see what goes on there. Also, shout out to Kathy Marino, owner, founder, and resident badass of OC Fashion Week. She has some great things going. If you have a brand, if you're in the fashion world, that's who you need to connect with. I think it's OC Marino on Instagram, but just look for Kathy Marino. Tell her the startup sent you. Also, guys, if there are any recent graduates that we should give a shout out to, anybody, you know, raising the bar in the academia world, I want to support that too. So as some of you know, I'm still doing my MBA with Pepperdine, and I'm grateful to still be hanging in there. It is not easy. Shout out to everyone, and thank you so much for everyone who's made space and time and kindness to support me in that and giving me a break where maybe I might have dropped the ball or some things might have fallen through the cracks. But this MBA program is not just about me. It's about the next young lady behind me and gentleman that might want to do that. And I'm excited because when I graduate, instead of if, when I graduate, I'll create some space for myself and for others. So you know, always be learning, always be going to the next step. This is called the startup, but this isn't the stop. Always be elevating, finding where you can. If there's energy coming from someplace, lean into that, explore it. And as always, what will you start up today? I will see you next Sunday, and be well, be safe. And the following Sunday we'll be off, but follow us and start up. Lean in, be strong. See you soon. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.